from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The first public information sessions on the new train station coming to Porcupine are set for later this week. Ontario Northland Transportation Commission Chair Al Spachek says there is no design yet because engineering work still needs to be done.
I think that's why it's important to get feedback from the public in case there's good, valid input that we want to make sure is incorporated into the design.
The info sessions are this Thursday between 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, then again from 3 to 7 at Legion Branch 287 in South Porcupine. The new station will open in time for the return of Northlander passenger service in 2026. No injuries and no charges result from a transport truck leaving Highway 101 just east of Millette Road shortly before 4:30 Saturday morning. We have dash cam video of the truck jackknifing on MyTimmonsNow.com. South Porcupine OPP say the cause is road and weather conditions at the time when the heavy snowfall warning was in effect. The highway was closed for much of Saturday morning and down to one lane into the afternoon for the cleanup. Rent for housing across Canada averaged nearly $2,200 a month in February. That's an increase of 10.5% year over year. Those figures are in a report from rentals.ca and Urbanation, which analyze monthly listings. Data show rents increased nearly 13% for a one-bedroom unit and over 11% for a two-bedroom. The report says compared to 2 years ago, just before the start of interest rate hikes by the Bank of Canada, the average rent in our country went up nearly $400 a month. In Country 93.1 Sports, for the fourth time since he joined the team 11 games into the season and the second time in 2 weeks, Timmins Rock forward Mason Svarich is one of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey Association's three stars of the week. Svarich registered 6 goals in back-to-back wins against Iroquois Falls on Friday and Saturday nights. The Rock played the Sioux T-Birds Friday night and Elliott Lake Sunday afternoon to wrap up the regular season, both games at the MAC. The divisional semifinal against the Storm begins Friday the 22nd, also at the MAC. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.